USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Louisiana is inspired by the recovery effect in New Orleans, which was hit by a massive tornado. Governor John Bel Edwards saying the aerial view of hard-hit Araby was amazing. He said one house was totaled, and then, next door, the home was untouched. One person was killed, and eight people were injured. President Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, set to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee for day four of her confirmation hearings on Thursday. On Wednesday, Judge Jackson said she understands the constitutional constraints placed on judges.
Judges can't make law. Judges shouldn't be policymakers. That's a part of our constitutional design, and it prevents our government from being too powerful and encroaching on individual liberty.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
A new study is shedding some light on people who die with COVID and donate their organs.
Evidence is mounting to show that organ donation from dying donors testing positive for SARS-CoV-2 appear to be safe and do not cause COVID-19 in the patient receiving the donated organ. The COVID pandemic exacerbated the shortage of abdominal organs for donation by increasing organ discard rates due to the unclear risk of using organs from COVID-19 infected donors. That study was recently completed by Duke University.
Former Presidents George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton, all remembering the late former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, who passed away Wednesday at the age of 84.
It doesn't take a seasoned observer of international relations to point out that we are living through a time of monumental change across the world.
She served as the first Secretary of State under former President Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been video conferencing with governments around the world pleading for more support for Ukraine. President Zelensky, speaking through a translator here, tells Japan's parliament that tougher sanctions are needed against Russia.
It is very important for each person on earth. Without peace in Ukraine, nobody will be able to look into the future with confidence.
President Zelensky noting that if Russia uses chemical warfare or nuclear weapons, it would affect more than just Ukraine. President Biden expected to announce new sanctions while on his trip to Europe. The St. Peter's University Peacocks are already feeling the success of their March Madness Cinderella story. Guard Doug Eddard has signed a deal with Barstool and Buffalo Wild Wings, and Beth Sullivan of the school's admissions office says there's been an uptick in enrollment during the past 5 days.
It has given the entire community and campus sort of that lift that we've needed.
The 15-seed Peacocks take on number 3 Purdue on Friday. A Florida sheriff's office is reminding residents to remain alert after a deputy was dive-bombed by a hawk. The Martin County deputy was nearly knocked off his feet while on security patrol after feeling something bounce off his head. He discovered it had been a hawk after reviewing security camera footage. The sheriff's office also said the bird was likely in nest protective mode. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.